From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. River pollution and over-harvesting from the illegal pet trade have caused the eastern hellbender salamander to decline in the U.S. over the last 50 years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the number of eastern hellbenders that live in Missouri have dropped so low they could soon receive federal protection.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Tricia Crable says since the 1970s, Missouri's eastern hellbender population has dropped by more than 90%.
When we looked at the status of the Missouri populations, what we found was that the declines were drastic enough to warrant listing as endangered.
The spread of a harmful fungus, water pollution, and poaching are causing the species decline, but it's not clear to scientists why the population is so low in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation and the St. Louis Zoo have been working together to breed a related endangered species, the Ozark hellbender. The zoo is hoping to start breeding eastern hellbenders this year. I'm Eli Chen.
The Missouri Senate has endorsed legislation that could limit tax breaks for new developments in floodplains. A bill given initial approval yesterday would prohibit new tax increment financing projects in areas designated as a floodplain by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The legislation comes as parts of Missouri are being hit by flooding. Tax increment financing projects allow a portion of the increased tax revenues resulting from a development to be used to pay for it, instead of going to schools and other local government entities. The Missouri House has endorsed a bill that would give subpoena power to the Secretary of State to investigate alleged violations of election laws. The legislation, given initial approval yesterday, would allow the Secretary of State to subpoena ballots, computer programs, and other materials related to voting as part of an investigation into election law violations. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft already has the authority to conduct election-related investigations, but not to issue subpoenas. Republican lawmakers who supported the legislation said subpoena power is necessary to effectively carry out those investigations. Some Democrats who opposed the bill said it was unnecessary because local prosecutors are the ones who would pursue any charges for election law violations. The bill needs another House vote to move to the Senate. One of the nation's largest wind energy projects is facing a new obstacle from Missouri legislation that could prevent high-voltage power lines from being strung across the property of unwilling landowners. A Missouri House panel advanced legislation yesterday that would prohibit the use of eminent domain to acquire easements from the Great Belt Express project. The proposed 750-mile-long transmission line would carry wind power from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois into Indiana, where it would hook into a grid serving eastern states. The $2.3 billion project has been repeatedly delayed by regulatory hurdles and court battles. But it won a significant victory in March when Missouri's Utility Regulatory Commission deemed it a public utility, allowing it to pursue condemnation cases against landowners who refused to sell easements. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.